Now, Chris Farrelly is Chief Executive of Auckland City Mission. Chris, kia ora, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Morena, Susie, Morena.
I guess you must have been pretty busy.
I'm just trying to describe a word. Busy would be the understatement. It's very intense. Susie, I'm speaking not only on behalf of the Auckland City Mission, but obviously Wellington and Christchurch Missions. And in fact, the hundreds of organisations in the country now who are going out this morning to working with the most vulnerable in the front line. Here in Auckland, our focus is threefold. Homeless and getting the homeless into houses, number one. Food, feeding the most vulnerable who are in food poverty, and thirdly, health care for the most vulnerable. So what we're doing, and many organisations are doing now with the help of HUD and MSD, we're rapidly putting the motel units, homeless people. If you say, go and self-isolate at home and you don't have a home, what happens? So there's been hundreds of motel units being made available now here in Auckland, and with the Housing First providers, we are rapidly putting people in houses. The thing, Susie, is these are generally very vulnerable people in the sense that they have mental health issues, addiction issues, cognitive behaviour issues and the like, and so motel is good, but they also need incredibly intense support. Otherwise, the very things that put them on the street in the first instance would throw them out again onto the streets.
And are you able to help put some of that support around them?
That's what we have to do. Now, this is probably the most significant challenge now. We only have a limited number of staff who are qualified, and we're burning them out fast in that space. They're out there every day facing these people one-on-one. We've put out a call, the Auckland City Mission, for people to help us, particularly social workers or people who have may worked in this kind of environment before, working with this particular group of people. So it's heartening. We are now housing people. We now have to care for them during the duration of this pandemic. Secondly, we're feeding these people on a daily basis in Auckland. The Auckland Council, in their kitchens, are preparing for us takeaway meals for a day, these wonderful food packages, and we distribute those to the homeless, to those vulnerably housed, those in boarding houses, those who have no facilities to cook, these people in Auckland in Central. Thirdly, we distribute food packages to families through our emergency food system, and like the other missions, we've had an increase of 100% in the last week. And we're getting fantastic supply coming in. I have to say, just listening to the previous person, our suppliers, our food suppliers have really been incredible and assisting us to get food in. We're almost reaching our full capacity, though.
Sure.
And then the third area is we've got to provide health care for the most vulnerable. And in Auckland, we have a medical centre attached to the mission, which is fully operating, amazing group of doctors, nurses. And so we're able to reach out if necessary, go out if necessary, people come in if necessary to provide that health care. So
that's great to know. Thank you very much, Chris Farrelly there, the Chief Executive of Auckland City Mission.